Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu doesn't rule out the possibility of giving arms to foreign-backed insurgents in Syria. Netanyahu says the decision of whether to intervene in Syria is a complicated issue. Israel's key allies, including the U.S. and Jordan, are already assisting the insurgents in Syria. Meanwhile, the Syrian army has shot down a balloon carrying U.S.-made espionage devices near the city of Idlib. The devices have large memory storage. Army units have also seized a car with a European number plate and a warehouse containing ammunition and U.S.-made rockets. Another deadly blast in the Iraqi capital Baghdad. At least 27 people have been killed and dozens more injured after a bomb ripped through a cafe. No one has yet claimed responsibility for the attack. The bombing comes ahead of landmark provincial elections due on Saturday. The FBI releases photos and video of two suspects in the Boston Marathon bombings case. Officials say the images captured by surveillance cameras near the blast sites. Authorities have asked for help to identify the men. Two explosions close to the marathon finish line killed three and injured scores of others. Rescuers in the U.S. state of Texas are carrying out a painstaking search for survivors after a massive explosion at a fertilizer factory. As many as 35 people have been killed, but local media estimate the fatalities could go much higher. The cause of the blast is still unknown. Italy's parliament fails to elect a new president during a second round of voting amid growing tensions among center-left politicians. Former Senate Speaker Franco Marini is the frontrunner, but he failed to secure a majority. A third round is expected to end a two-month political impasse over a new government. Portugal has imposed a fresh round of spending cuts to meet targets set by international lenders for a bailout for the debt-ridden country. The new belt-tightening measures are expected to increase the anger felt by Portuguese. The budget cuts will limit spending on personnel, material, and services. Iran's oil minister Rustam Qasemi says the country has significantly developed its capacity to ship oil overseas despite illegal U.S.-led sanctions. He says Tehran has also increased its national revenues from non-oil exports. He added that the West's restrictions have failed to undermine the Iranian energy sector.